I'm going to roll some tape here, okay?
Sure.
Okay. I'm going to have you right here sitting on top of the microphone with me. Paul, what is your last name?
Philbeck.
Paul Philbeck. We're talking to Mr. Paul Philbeck at Webcasters Unite. And you're located in North Carolina, right, Paul?
That's correct.
Yes, sir. You're doing a mighty nice thing, Paul, trying to get everybody together and dispensing information to everybody, because it's a pretty confusing time with what's going on with the RIAA. Yes, sir. So you tell me that you have 322 webcasters, independent webcasters, that have signed up with Webcasters Unite already, right?
Yes, sir. That's correct.
And 322, that's an awful lot.
Yeah, that's quite a few. But, you know, no one was actually representing us individual independent webcasters, and my idea was to give us a central location.
Well, I think that's a very, very good idea. Do you have any webcasters from outside the United States?
No. Well, we do have some from the UK that support our effort and other places, although, you know, there's not a whole lot they can do other than play the PSAs, which they have done.
Yeah. Well, I'd appreciate it if you'd send us some PSAs. I think that'd be a good thing. We could put those in our program because we'd love to help the cause.
Well, absolutely. They're all downloadable right from Webcasters Unite. Just click on the download link.
And that's webcastersunited.com, right?
Actually, that's webcastersunite.net.
.net. Okay. Want to make sure that I get that right. How long have you guys been up?
Right after March 2nd.
Right after March 2nd. What prompted you to put this website together?
I disagreed with the decision, and, you know, obviously that's going to put my station and many, many more stations offline.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, they're going to try to do that. Why do you disagree with what they have to say and what the rules and regulations are?
Well, basically those rates have been stated almost all over the Internet, actually. 100 to 125% of your income is going to go for that rate alone, not even considering the other places we have to pay our royalties to.
Absolutely, like the performing rights societies, etc.
Right, correct.
Yeah. So you have taken it upon yourself, in essence, to out of your own pocket, to make public service announcements and put up this website and do banners and everything for everybody. I think that's very nice. Is that the case, or do you sell advertising?
No, this is all getting paid for by myself, and it's my contribution to our radio community.
Absolutely. I think that's a wonderful thing. Well, the rate hikes are certainly egregious, and I know I can speak for BluePower.com. We have operated at a loss for almost 14 years. Simply because we just wanted to keep the genre of the blues alive. But we're now going to go out and start finding some answers, which I will certainly keep you informed. And I would appreciate it if you would do the same thing for us, Paul.
Absolutely, sir. And if you'll keep a check on my forums, matter of fact, there's a new post today. Things are getting ready to get real wide open.
Well, I think it's about time. And I think it's a time that we all stood together. I mean, 322 stations, that sounds like it could be a very, very nice class action suit.
Yes, sir, it could. And those numbers grow every week. We get new stations every week.
Well, you know that we are included in that number, and we appreciate you, and thank you for allowing us to join up. And I'll give you a call in another week or so and see what's happening.
Alrighty then, that works for me.
Paul, thank you so much for calling from webcastersunite.net, correct?
Correct.
All right, sir. Everybody stay tuned, and we'll keep you posted. Thank you so much, Paul.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.